Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. My name's Pete Benson. My co-host today is with me. His name is John Maxson. We're the founders of Beacon Capital Management right here in Middle Tennessee. And we're happy about the fact that you've joined us because we've got a great show planned for you along the line of financial spring and summer cleaning. So I'm going to ask you a question. And John, you can think about this too. Have you ever heard of the lady called Marie Kondo? If not, maybe someone in the household has heard of her. She is known also as Kon Marie, and she's a Japanese organizing consultant, author, TV presenter, and has written several books on tidying up, getting organized, purging things in your house. By the way, John, I don't know about you, but my garage sure needs some Marie Kondo right now.
I was going to say that if you were begin purging at the Maxson household, it would be with the garage, which tends to that, or the attic, because those things just kind of tend to... You ever walk up to your attic and you're like, why do I still have this? I've had this for 20 years. If I haven't used it in 20 years, probably not going to use it again.
So. I think we'd get slapped on the wrist by Marie. What I was wondering as I heard about this is, does she just write about it or will she come and do that for us on her own? Because that'd be a good thing. Very quickly, she has six rules for tidying up and so on. So rule number one, commit yourself to tidying up. Number two, imagine your ideal lifestyle. Number three, finish discarding first. Rule number four, tidy by category, not by location. Rule number five, follow the right order. And number six, this is kind of interesting, ask yourself if it still sparks joy. So today we're going to talk about organizing and purging and simplifying in your financial life. When I think of rule number six, I want to ask you, as you listen to this show today, does your financial life, do each of your financial accounts still spark joy in your life? When you look at that and when you think about it, does it spark joy? If not, maybe we can help you make a change today. John, let's jump right into this. Number one, consolidate your finances.
Yeah, I think this is a big one because people will come in here, and Pete, you know this, they have stuff all over the place. And, you know, sometimes people want to spread their assets out among different advisors and that type of thing. And certainly that's a personal decision. But what we're talking about here is accounts all over the place, IRAs, 401ks. You know, I've read some articles that suggest people nowadays change jobs every 4 to 5 years. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but many times when they do that, they're changing jobs. They've got what we call orphan 401ks or IRAs. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen this. I've sat down with people across the board that either forgot about accounts that they had or they haven't looked at them in years. And, you know, the economy doesn't wait years to change. It doesn't wait years to present opportunities. So one of the things you can do is consolidate some of these IRAs and 401ks that are orphaned, that are out there, because even if it's a little or a lot, it's a part of your overall financial life.
As Marie Kondo would say, if it isn't sparking joy and if it really doesn't serve a purpose anymore, get rid of it and put it over into something that does spark joy. It's not just IRAs and 401ks and retirement accounts. It's also non-qualified accounts. You know, you've got brokerage accounts here with Vanguard and another one with Fidelity and T. Rowe Price. And sometimes there's overlap and redundance and you don't even realize it. Maybe it's a different ticker symbol name, But it's really essentially the same thing. It just has a different name to it. And so these are very important to consolidate your finances. And actually right now is a good time to tell you there is a free resource that we'd like to get on this subject, early in this subject today, on organizing your finances. You can go to beaconcm.com. That's beaconcm.com. And if you click on free resources, we've developed for you a 2023 investment, retirement and investment bundle. Okay, so it's retirement and investments, and there's like five different things, some to do with taxes, some to do with investing, and it really will help you kind of get organized in your finances. You can download that for free. Again, just go to beaconcm.com and free resources. Thank you for joining with our show today. I am Pete Benson. This is John Maxson. We are your co-hosts today. We're talking about financial spring and summer cleaning. Number one step, consolidate your finances. And John, it's not just consolidating accounts. It's also consolidating to one advisor or firm. Kind of break that down for us.
Well, I mean, I think that advisors all have different opinions, right? I mean, we have some core philosophies. And there's other good advisors in this town. We don't cut other advisory firms down or anything like that. But I do think you need to be aligned with an advisor that, number one, believes what you believe and is delivering on what your goals and objectives are. Now, our preference is a one-stop shop, Pete, in particular, because we do comprehensive planning here. It's not just investments, or we're to get into more of that as we continue to go through this show today. But, you know, a good example of this is if you were building a house, my wife and I had a pretty big project a few years ago for our 25th wedding anniversary. You know, we didn't hire multiple general contractors for the project that we had. You probably are not going to hire multiple general contractors if you were to go out to build a house. You want one general contractor that is sort of following what you want, sort of your vision for a house, and then they're delivering on that. And a comprehensive planner is really no different.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought of it on the lines of a football team here in Middle Tennessee. We sure love our football teams. And so would an owner hire multiple general managers? Probably not. Would he hire multiple head coaches? Probably not. There's different coaches. And here at Beacon, even though some of our advisors, John, are the head coach or head advisor, they do utilize other people. But you kind of have to have one person that's drawing up the map, drawing up the plays, that's really in charge of kind of making everything happen the way that it should. And so one of the things I think that it makes sense in getting things organized and streamlined and simplified, and so that you really know what's going on, is having one advisory firm, one firm that helps you with this, and you follow that. And if you don't like that, you go to another one. But having multiple ones with differing philosophies, it's just going to be push and pull all the time.
Yeah, especially as you get closer to retirement, you really want to streamline that process, and everything you do, your risk, everything that you're going to be dealing with as you enter into retirement. You know, a question is your current portfolio built to withstand the stress of factors like market volatility, inflation, or a recession? You know, there's a lot out there about potential recessions. Do you know right now how much stress your portfolio can really withstand? Have you done what we call a stress test? The best thing you can do for yourself, your family, and your future is to prepare for the worst case scenario. You know, you want to hope for the best, plan for the worst, and then, you know, you're pleasantly surprised if everything goes according to your plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of like getting organized. You need to be certain that you haven't overlooked something or underestimated something. And so at Beacon Capital, we'd love to offer you what we call a free portfolio stress test and put your present plan to the test. It's comprehensive and it's complementary. We'll be looking at your performance compared to the current market, your risk, the risk for you in the future, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. portfolio stress test simulates a variety of scenarios with the economy, inflation, taxes, and more to see how well your portfolio would perform during these different potential storms. This will help you know what to expect, how much money you'll have, no matter what the market is doing. To schedule your free portfolio stress test, reach out to our team, 615-488-9303. That number again is 615-488-9303. You can also request a meeting at beaconcm.com.
Now, have you ever wondered what the true definition is for diversification? Well, we're going to be sharing the answer for you right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. This is Pete Benson, John Maxson. We're your co-hosts here with Beacon Retirement Strategies, and today we're talking about getting yourself organized and simplified and really doing some spring and summer cleaning when it comes to your investments instead of things just scattered all over the place. And so in the first segment, we talked about the fact that it's important to consolidate your accounts and consolidate your planning under one roof. And segment number two, now we're going to talk about organizing by proper diversification. You've probably heard about diversification, but what in the world does it mean to organize by proper diversification?
People, I think, have a, you know, really misunderstanding what diversification is. Our definition is definitely different. It's diversification of funds, right? It's diversification of investments, but it's also diversification of taxes. Diversification of income sources. You know, when we talk about income and having diversification, if you don't have all of your income coming from guaranteed sources, we want to make sure that you do have that income. And, you know, Pete, you use the phrase when one source zigs, the other source zags. But that's going to require diversification. You know, sometimes in your closet, you end up with four gray sweaters. Do you have four gray sweaters? I have probably one or two.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You have six or seven hats and, you know, different, all kinds of different shoes. Pete, you have more shoes than I do, I think. But you can end up with too much of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that really happens with your finances also. So it's really important to be diversified properly.
Yeah, I actually do have five pairs of brown shoes. I'm like, what in the world do I have five pairs of brown shoes? And it's like, I find one that I like and I buy it and come home and it's like, shoot, I'd forgotten about this one sitting in the corner that I just haven't used lately. No wonder I fell in love with this new one. I already had that one. And so this happens with your investments, and that can be costly, just like it can be costly to buy a pair of shoes that you don't really ever need because you've already got some that you're not even wearing. So it can happen. And so what happens is that when we do analysis on people's portfolios, some of the families like yourself that come in here and take us up on a free investment analysis, we find that either all their money is in mutual funds, and when you break it down, it's almost all in exactly the same thing, or all their monies is in just IRAs or pre-tax money. And when they get retired, they may have, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, but it's all in IRAs and taxable. There's no diversification of that. We've had people come in here and they've had like seven different annuities or something, and it's all in annuities. And they found one that they like, so they got one of everything. And then we've also seen people say, well, I've got money at different banks, but then when you look at it, it's all in CDs or whatever. So have you really had somebody do a deep dive to see, are you properly diversified in all the right areas? Diversification is important. And John, it's important to have conservative money, some income and dividend money, some higher growth money, and some now money, money you can get your hands on for, maybe the next 6 to 12 months, and then some later money.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also applies to your taxes. You want to have some that is taxed now, or money that's taxed now, money that is taxed later or deferred. And then, money that is taxed never, or you've already paid the taxes, and then the money grows tax-free, which we think that's an important and crucial role for most folks going forward based on where tax brackets are probably headed. So to help you with this subject of organizing and diversification, we'd like to offer you a free copy of our book written by Pete and myself called Money Enough for Life. And this book, you can get this by texting book, the word book. That's real creative, Pete.
Isn't it? B-O-O-K,
that's
to be
right.
Exact.
Text the word book to 615-488-9303. Or you can call that number, 615-488-9303, and we'll get you a copy of that. So perhaps you're just now landing on 99.7 Super Talk on our show. I'm John Maxson here with Pete Benson, and we are discussing how important it is to get your finances and investments organized, simplified, consolidated. And so far what we've talked about is consolidating your finances, and then we've been talking about organizing with proper diversification, not just standard general diversification. So now, Pete, we want to move on to the third item, which is automate as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think Marie Kondo would say, you know, if you really want to be organized, you've got to make things simple and you've got to automate things. And David Bach, who is somebody that, John, we've had the opportunity to do business with and speak with and so on, he's written a lot of books, been on the Today Show and New York Times bestseller list with a lot of investment and money books. And years ago, it might have been the first book that he wrote. It was called The Automatic Millionaire. And I have a copy of that. I got one shortly after it was put out. And when you hear the title, which is catchy, the key word that stands out to you is the word millionaire. Okay, that gets people's attention. Okay, I want to find out how can I be a millionaire. But what David says in response to this book is the key word is not millionaire. The key word is automatic. The people who automatically get where they need to be in their financial life, set things up to make it simple. If every month you had to sit down and figure out the percentage of what you wanted to put in your 401k or to other investments or to pay off more on your house or whatever, you had to sit down and get a calculator and calculate all that out and do everything, or your how much you're going to put into your 401k. And then you had to like manually write a check and then find a stamp and an envelope and send it into the company. Chances are most of the months of a year, you'd never get it done. But setting it up automatically, whether it's investments or payments, what people have found is that it always gets done because it's automatic.
Confidence is important. We want you to feel confident in the service that you get, not just from people like when I go to the doctor or dentist, I want to be confident. I'm scared to death of the dentist. It's no different when it comes to your finances. You should feel that same confidence with your financial advisor. You should feel that same confidence with your financial plan. So join us for a free educational seminar to learn the steps that you can take to feel confident with your retirement plan. We've got in the next couple of weeks several seminars that are coming up. Some are evenings, some are lunch. You come, you have a great meal, but you also get some really good information that's going to help you not just organize your finances, but give you some solid answers on things that are happening in the economy right now. Now, what you can do is text RSVP to 615-488-9303. And you can also go to askbeaconnow.com and register for one of those events.
Yeah, in fact, John, I was talking to one of our people that head those things up, and I think we have three or four events this week. Some of them are lunch and some of them are dinner. So take advantage of that. Ever wondered how in the world can I just simplify my overall investment strategy? Well, great news. We're going to cover that coming up next here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. My name's Pete Benson, here with John Maxson, and you are listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies right here on Supertalk 99.7. We are thrilled that you took the time to join us for today's talk. We're talking about Marie Kondo, that organization simplifying specialist that if I'm talking to men right now, your wives have probably heard tell of, and maybe men, you're the one who has brought it to your wife's attention. You know, we can all use better organization and simplifying and maybe purging in our own home and even more so in our financial lives. And that's what we're talking about today. Things like consolidating your account, making sure that you've got proper diversification, keeping things automated. And then number four, simplify your investment strategy. Make it simple. And there are ways to do that, John.
Yeah, absolutely. Finance can be really complicated, but really in a nutshell, it's not as complicated, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, as our industry likes to make it. You know, it really can be simple. So you might be asking, how can you get that done? How can you really understand your investments? Pete, we've done this for a long time, and I've always sort of scratched my head when folks will walk in and say, well, I've got X amount of dollars, but I really don't understand any of it. I mean, and that happens more than what you might think. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to start with simplifying your thinking. You know, you can talk about alpha, beta, Sharpe ratios, all kinds of stuff, but do you really care about that? If you're the consumer, if you're the investor and you're planning for retirement and you're working towards the future, you probably don't care about beta or Sharpe ratios. What you probably do care about is your investment plan and how you're going to have income and retirement, taxes, healthcare, longevity. And Pete, we have a process here where we address these in a very simple way to really try to give people confidence and peace of mind. And we call that the Beacon Five Pillars.
Yeah. And John, you know, our guys here and we're experienced and we have people with CFPs and all kinds of great degrees after their name and that kind of thing. But I think the greatest compliment that clients and people, families that we work with give us is that we keep things simple. We're not there to show how smart we are and for you to leave scratching your head and not understanding. It's to keep it simple. So we use this analogy of building your financial house, and then when you think of a lot of southern plantation houses, you think of those pillars out front. And we've kind of used the five pillars as part of that simple process. So number one, we talk about having an income plan, not just an income hope, but this is something, John, that I know that our advisors have been trained and could almost do in their sleep, where they sit down with a client and show them the income plan, not just a hope and a wing and a prayer and I think so and a pat on the back and, hey, you know, I've got you covered, you're going to be okay. But if the client says, show me how that's going to work and keep it simple so I understand it, our people here are trained to do that.
Well, and I mean, if you're retired or close to retirement, could you walk into our office and show us a written income plan? I mean, I think that's a very, very good question for people to consider. You know, recently I was talking to some folks who were getting ready to retire and they needed or wanted about $100,000 a year of income. And so I said to them, okay, so that's what you want. How do you know that you can pull that out based on how you're positioned right now and the amount of assets that you have? And their comment was, well, our advisor told us we could. And I said, well, is that backed up with any information to give you confidence? And they're like, no, not really. Well, when it comes to your income and retirement, folks, that needs to be able to be really backed up with data that can really give you confidence that whatever your income you need or want, you're able to pull that out and sustain your retirement. So having that, you know, really important written income plan and having a written investment plan is what we do here, Pete, that is just so important to people. And so that's two of the five pillars, is investments, written plan, income, written plan. But it doesn't stop there. We move on from there to taxes, which is a huge deal in our opinion going forward.
Yeah, and before we talk about that, my name's Pete Benson. I'm here with John Maxson. We're your co-host today for Beacon Retirement Strategies. We are so glad that you found us here on the dial and joined with our show. And just to catch you up, we're talking about simplifying, organizing your finances, how important it is. If you'd like help with that, we'd love to be able to help you. But we're talking about consolidating your accounts, and we're talking about proper diversification of your accounts, automation of your accounts. And then right now we're on simplifying your overall investment strategy. And these five pillars: income plan, investment plan, tax plan. Do you have a tax plan? Here in the office, we are zoned in on this. We're focused on presenting for you a simple tax plan that helps you be more tax efficient in the future when you're going to need it the most. And then a health care plan. Do you have a health care plan? We have health care planner. His name is Frankie Merritt. You can reach him. Just go to frankie@beaconcm.com if you want to reach out to him by email, frankie@beaconcm.com, or you can call 615-488-9303. And then, we talk about health care planning and then legacy planning with Ryan Knight, our estate attorney that's on our team here with Beacon.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Ryan, it's probably about a year ago, and I can't imagine this statistic has really changed much. But essentially, what he was telling me was that relative to estate planning, like 65%, roughly, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but a lot of people, you know, work really hard, they build wealth, they, you know, have real estate and 401ks and all that kind of stuff. And, but 65% of them don't plan for how they're going to protect it, not only for themselves, but for potential beneficiaries down the road.
Yeah. So we're talking through these ways to get organized and simplifying, purging and everything, your financial life. And right now it's simplify your investment strategy. The next one, which is number five, go green. I think it makes sense in today's world to have electronic statements sent to you. You can get inundated with all these papers and not knowing what it is and that kind of thing. And they get scattered all over the place. They get lost. You have to file them. And if you go electronic, you know, some of our clients have even created a specific email. Maybe it's a Yahoo email address just for this. So everything kind of goes into one place. All the investment statements for 401k and all those kind of things. Again, it's just all in the same place. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you totally confident in your retirement plan and the organization of it and the simplicity of it? If your answer is no, you're not alone. Unfortunately, only about 36% of non-retired adults describe their retirement as on track.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Pete, that's a low number. That doesn't surprise me, because the number one fear that we hear from people is that they're going to run out of money during retirement.
Yeah, and it's a very real fear. If you don't feel totally confident that you'll have enough money to last, here's how to find out. Give us a call and schedule a free retirement income analysis. Speaking of getting organized, nothing more important than a retirement income analysis. It's going to show you, you know, what your current income plan is, or if there is one, the projection of your financial longevity. It's going to identify gaps that might be in your income plan and hopefully put together confidence in your ideal retirement plan, no matter what the stock market is doing.
Yeah. And Pete, without running this kind of analysis, you could find yourself running out of income. You could be blindsided by the threat of inflation, which is still very prevalent today, and possibly even have to go back to work. We've seen that's a horrific situation when you see that. You've worked way too hard to get where you're at. Running out of money in retirement should not be an option for you and your family. Get your free, no obligation retirement income analysis. We can be reached at 615-488-9303. Again, that number, 615-488-9303.
Well, it's maybe the most critical part of your financial preparedness. Yet 90% of families, they don't have this. Find out what it is right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back. My name's Pete Benson. I'm here with John Maxson, and we are honored to be your co-host today at Beacon Retirement Strategies. We are with Beacon Capital Management. John and I started that firm about 20-some years ago. And we're right here in Middle Tennessee, our main headquarters office right here in the Cool Springs area of Franklin. And then we have offices in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, Hendersonville. And we'd love the opportunity to meet you and your family, shake hands with you. By the way, we do have some seminars and workshops and events, educational events this week. If you could be free for a lunch or a dinner and would like to be, you know, put on that list, you can actually call 615-488-9303 and just ask what the times and locations and that are. Maybe it's something that could benefit you and your family. But we're talking here about Marie Kondo, and you know, her expertise is getting people organized, purging, throwing out the old that you don't use anymore, getting everything planned and in order. And so just before the break, we talked about the fact that there's one particular thing, and it's very, very critical, maybe the most critical part of your financial preparedness. And yet 90% of families don't have this. And so we said, find out what that is. Well, now you're going to find out what that is. Nine out of 10 people, 90% of families do not have a written financial plan. Planning is organizing. And John, if it's not written down, it really probably is just a hope and a wing and a prayer.
Yeah, well, it's like a roadmap, right? Like your retirement, You have retirement to navigate, and you wouldn't take a trip, you know, if you were going from Tennessee to Florida, and let's say it was a part of Florida that you had never been to before, chances are you're going to use GPS or you're going to have a roadmap, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to know where you're going, and you're going to know like where restaurants are or gas stations, and you're going to have all that mapped out. Well, it's no different with your retirement. When you have retirement and a bunch of things to navigate that you've never navigated before in your life. You're not getting a paycheck, so you have to have income. You know, if you retire early, then you've got to have a healthcare plan. If you are turning 65, you've got to deal with Medicare. When do you take Social Security? So there's all these things that you've never experienced before. If you don't have a written plan, it's like being on a road trip without a roadmap.
Yeah, and it's like shooting at something without a target. How do you know if you hit it or not if you really don't have a target? And it's kind of like that old phrase, and we've heard it so many times, it's a little old and we forget what it really is saying. But if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Well, do you know where you're going? When it comes to your financial plan, we think it's important, and we've trained all of our advisors, and they follow, you know, the rule of creating for our client families a written income plan that they can look on the computer and they can see that here's how this is going to work and here is why I'm going to make it to the finish line and give me that peace of mind that I want. And that plan needs to be updated and reviewed and revised along the way. John, there's milestones along the way that adjustments that need to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. And because, like, you take this last year, we had inflation, which is still really high, higher than we've had in 40 years. So how did your income plan adjust for that? Did your income plan adjust for that? And then the second thing that we think is really important about a written plan is a tax plan. You know, I really believe, we really believe that there is such an opportunity here with what we call forward-looking tax planning. Like, looking in the future, well, what's the future look like? We have a $32+ trillion debt. I mean, that's just an enormous number. And right now, it may not feel like it, but the tax codes and the brackets that we have today are really, really low by comparison to where they've been historically, and Pete, probably where they're going to go. So when's the last time you've sat down with your advisor and had them walk you through forward-looking tax planning where you can't eliminate taxes. We've actually had a couple of people come into our office and say, well, somebody told me I could eliminate taxes. You can't eliminate taxes, but you can reduce taxes through effective planning if you have a written plan. So definitely a tax plan. And then, Pete, you know, having a plan for fees is important as well.
Yeah. And again, Marie Kondo, organizing, purging, understanding, doing a deep dive. How much are you paying in each of your accounts? And are you overpaying or are you double paying? And maybe there's a way to consolidate and simplify. And a lot of times by consolidating, you save annual fees that you're paying on several different things. And now you could just make it into one. And so there's different ways to do that. And so, folks, perhaps you are just moving your way around the dial this morning as you're riding around town, and you've landed on SuperTalk 99.7, our show. My name's Pete Benson. I'm here with John Maxson, my co-host, business partner. Our show topic today is financial spring or summer cleaning. And there's six important steps to getting properly organized and streamlined and simplified in your financial life. And number six that we just covered is an organized plan is a written plan. But John, let's quickly go over the other five in case people have forgotten, maybe didn't write them down or just joined our show late. What's the first one that we covered?
Yeah, consolidate your finances. If you've job hopped a little bit or been moved around or lost jobs or moved across states or whatever, and you've got old 401ks or IRAs that are what we call orphaned 401ks that aren't really being managed, you want to consolidate those. So that's the first one. Pete, the second one, organize by proper diversification.
Yeah, well, it's very important to be diversified. And if you have things all over the place, do you really know if you're properly diversified into the right kinds of funds for income and for protection and for long-term growth or short-term growth, or whatever it happens to be? Being diversified in your tax efficiency of your investments and diversified from income sources. So when one doesn't do quite as well, you have others that you can rely on. And then number three, automate your finances as much as possible.
Yep. The Automatic Millionaire by David Bach. Make everything automatic. Investments, everything coming out of
payments.
Is, yep. Everything you can do as much as possible to automate that. Number four, Pete, simplify your investment strategy. Make it simple. And then the last one is if you want to get rid of the paperwork mill that comes into your house and in your mailbox every week or month, you can go green and get online with a lot of the stuff that's out there today.
Yeah, we'd love to be able to help you with that. So we've been discussing the all-important task of organizing and cleaning up your financial life for you and your family. We've touched on things like consolidating your finances, having one head coach or general contractor for your money and future goals.
Yep. In addition to that, we discussed proper diversification of your investments, your taxes, and even your income sources, as well as automating as much as possible to make and keep things simple. Perhaps the most important thing of all is we've discussed is having a well thought out but simple, easy to understand investment strategy and a written income plan.
Yeah, so let me ask, is that a current picture of your household finances? If not, then you really owe it to yourself and to your family, to your loved ones, to get your financial life organized and on track.
Yep, so we have operators standing by ready to take your call. So reach out for that phone and dial this number right now, 615-488-9303. It's time to do something organizing and planning of your household finances. We're here to help you. Again, connect with us to set up your initial conversation with a Beacon advisor. Don't delay. Dial 615-488-9303.
Well, our time is up for this week again. We hope you enjoyed this show and it was very helpful to you in maybe finding some ways to get more on top of your finances, organize, simplifying, and all that. We'd love to discuss that further. So feel free to reach out to us anytime, 615-488-9303. We're here during the week, typically 8:30 to 5. We'd love to be able to help you and your family, even a 15-minute phone call just to kind of talk through what that would look like. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you, you can also go to beaconcm.com. There's all kinds of helpful resources there, free to you. no charge, beaconcm.com. Until next week, I'm Pete Benson here with John Maxson, my business partner and co-host. We're with Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.